So James walks out with his appointment 3 weeks from now.
And maybe a prescription.
And maybe a prescription, and is disoriented. He is now about to have something else happen.
That's right.
He is arrested
for
public urination. He now goes not to the hospital, Judge Leifman, but to
jail.
Surprised?
Not at all. Judges are much more likely to see consumers with mental illness than psychiatrists.
Judges are more likely than psychiatrists to see
by far.
You see more people with mental illness than Dr. Scale here?
Probably 10 times more a day than she did.
What is going on here?
Well, he's committed a crime. And the law enforcement officer is there to enforce the law. And the public's outraged. This guy is exposing himself. He's urinating in this beautiful rose bush, and the woman who owns the rose bush is outraged, and she calls the police, and they come and they do their job.
Senator Avell Gordley.
We assume that the police encounter has that outcome. The police are poorly trained. The police tackle James on the street.
James runs from them, so it's going to be a resisting a police officer. It's now a felony. It's unlikely it ends up as a urination case. Don't you understand that the mental health system is a definition of insanity at this point? We keep doing the same thing again and again, and we expect a different outcome. It will not change until the system changes.